Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com. Time to check in with James Price of the Better Business Bureau to see what is going on. James, good morning.
Morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Hope you're hanging in there.
Yeah, we might get some reprieve from the heat this week, maybe.
Yeah, looking like it. 80s is better than hundreds for sure.
Well, you know, I was looking at some of the things that we need to talk about this week, and what people may not realize is September is National Preparedness Month. And so we thought we'd just kind of like go over a few things that get people prepared for things that might be coming up. You know, make sure you have the resources you need to prepare for natural disasters or just maintenance around the house. And, you know, having a plan and making those decisions before you need them can actually help you save money and prevent you from getting scammed.
Yeah. Our area, you're thinking, you know, flooding, tornadoes, winds, that kind of thing. And even with the little storms that we had last week, there were no warnings for those, but I had two pretty good sized limbs come down in the yard. So you just never know when Mother Nature might strike.
I got to tell you, you know, the roofers are still putting on new roofs from the hailstorms a few months back.
Yeah.
And they're just all over the place. But, you know, making sure that you're finding the right person is really critical. So, you know, but you really want to think about those disasters or maintenance things before they happen. And so one of the things you can do is find a good handyman. And I'll tell you, BBB is, we get hundreds of thousands of hits every year of people looking for a good handyman. And they go from small companies to large companies. And, you know, it could be anywhere from some plumbing or electrical or replace a ceiling fan or replace a piece of guttering or siding on your house. I mean, sometimes just a good handyman to come out and do something that you can't reach. I know I had to have a piece of siding put back on my house, but it was up on the second floor. And although I think I could have done it, I went, you know, I don't think I want to crawl on the roof. So I just, you know, I called a handyman and they came out and they got the job done for you. So one thing is just look for a good handyman. Go to BBB.org and just, you know, search for handyman near you and maybe have a list of two or three of them. And then as you're walking around your house, if you know, if you see you need some work, you know, the good people to call.
Very good tip there. And, you know, a handyman is really hard to find because if you're a handyman, they're really busy.
Oh, yes. I know that at one point in time I saw a guy and he was working on a rental house. And I said, you know, do you stay busy? And he goes, you know, I'm semi-retired. And the rental company gives me a list of A, B, C, D priorities. He says, I never get past the A's, but then again, I don't work past noon.
Well, guess that works.
Yes. So, I mean, he's as busy as he wants to be. And I can tell you that some of the guys who have decided to open up handyman businesses, they get incredibly busy really quick. I know one guy who he had started a handyman business and he was coming out of Manchester. And 3 months into it, I said, are you staying busy? He goes, I've got to cut back on some of the things I offer. I am just so busy. Cut back his service area. He just stayed incredibly busy. So the next one we want to talk about is the roofing. And roofing can be, you know, a whole lot of different things just from, you know, you need a new roof. There's a leak. Do you kind of notice there's, you know, a piece of the roof that needs to be replaced or fixed? Do you know if you have a warranty on your roof? who put the last roof on? I mean, so having like a little folder of just the things around your house that could be updated and fixed is a good idea to have, and who's your vendor for each one of those. And roofing is by far, it's one of the biggest things people come to BBB for. And a lot of it's just because there's so many scammers out there in the roofing industry, the storm chasers. Find a good roofer. There's a lot of great roofers right here in Middle Tennessee that are accredited. We've done the background checks. We know that they're licensed properly. And so, make sure you have a good roofer in mind whenever you need some work. Another one that's coming up is really popular is waterproofing your basement. Getting the water out from down there, it can cause mold and just a plethora of other issues that could happen with your house. So one of the things you might want to make sure is that you looked under your crawl space and it's not flooded. Water is draining the way it's supposed to be, and encapsulating it could actually help with a lot of those things that can go on with those
Right.
in the basement. And then if you have a full basement down there, make sure your walls are not seeping through and that kind of thing. Again, you can find good waterproofing experts on BBB, and again, they stay really busy. The next one is buy home warranty. There's a lot of home warranty companies out there. And one of the things I would suggest to do is when it comes to buying a home warranty company is research them, find out if they have complaints. Do they come through on what they say they're coming through on? Don't buy it just on price, because then you might be able to get it cheap, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get your work done.
So now, a home warranty, kind of what is a home warranty? Is that, almost like kind of a home insurance or something like that? Or is it, how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of different things you can do with home warranty. I know that whenever, I was getting a home warranty on my last house. I don't think I've got one on this one yet, and I probably should. But they'll do things like cover microwaves, appliances, plumbing, electrical. There's just a whole list. What could go wrong with your house?
Gotcha. I
And
guess you can
then,
go as far as, well, you mentioned some appliances and things of that nature, just normal wear and tear on your home. This helps to pay for those things if you have the warranty.
right. And some things that, there's going to be deductibles on it. So do you really want to pay the deductible on a new microwave or just go buy one new? I mean, you have to weigh it, but one of the other things too is like sewer lines get clogged up. And so, I mean, I've seen people having to just replace whole sewer lines before, and that can get pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Talk to your neighbors and find out, when was your neighborhood built? What kind of issues are people having? It might kind of warn you ahead of time. What are the things that you need to kind of focus on to, or expect down the road? I mean, if everybody else's is failing, good chance that yours might too pretty soon.
Good point.
So just, depending on what it is. Build an emergency survival kit. This is a pretty good idea. Of all the scams that go on, you can build an emergency survival kit to make sure that you can get through situations, and they can include things like water, some canned goods, first aid kit, maybe a weather radio, even some games, something to kind of keep you handy, flashlights, candles. Just kind of think about if your power went out, what would those things need, you would need to have. Extra batteries, maybe a whistle, a mask to help figure remove contaminated air, plastic sheeting, so like if maybe a window gets broken, you can like fix up a window really quick. Just some standard tools like wrenches and pliers and that kind of stuff. And then some way to charge a cell phone too. Then again, I mean, depending on the emergency, would a cell phone even work?
True.
You know?
And I hear one thing that a lot of people forget to do is have your valuable papers close by, like your insurance, any, important papers that you have them with your emergency kit just in case you have to vacate the home or something like that.
And then maybe a little bit of cash, traveler's checks, sleeping bags, fire extinguishers, matches, something to write on. I mean, I would just kind of brainstorm it. There's a lot of different things that you could add to your emergency preparedness kit, but just kind of have it ready.
James, we got about a minute left. Any final thoughts on September being National Preparedness Month?
Just kind of be ready for those things. We're still in the heart of hurricane season. What are those things that come along with hurricanes? Do you have your insurance company information numbers near you? Do you know of a plumber you would call, a general contractor, a tree service? Know these people right up top. It's kind of like, if the plane gets stuck at the airport and then all the cars get picked up right away. If a whole bunch of trees start falling really quick, all these good companies are gonna be booked really quick. So having the information of being able to get a hold of the people who you want to use would be good in a natural disaster, so you can get to them and get in front of the line and make sure it all gets kind of done. You can find more tips on. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we've certainly seen that with roofing companies.
Like I said, they're still doing it from the hailstorms. And what were those? April, May?
May, yeah.
Yeah, and they're still doing them. But of course, you can always find more information at bbb.org, and look up any kind of information. And of course, always check in with those businesses that are accredited. We've done those checks on them.
Yeah, good resources there, BBB.org. James, as always, we appreciate you being with us here today, and we will be back again for another edition of Rutherford Issues. Have a good day.